Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road. Come on. Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control. Hey. I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. Hey. A 50 motherfucker and I love to fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Hit the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Got an out kid, check the dose and need an ass for the ticket at the ticket. Man, I ain't gon' pay. Got to do 30 days locked up in CJ. Twist the throttle, let's hit the rolling. My drag pipes on my bike, get the blow in. A third motherfucker street calling me. Like I'm on, cause the kids when it's time to eat. Don't approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I'm like half the motherfuckers that live in my hood. I'm a 10-year rolling to the mold. With 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie, I'ma always hit a ball. My homeboys might rubble, but we never ever fall. At the end of the day, we can always stand tall. The gov don't like me, oh fucking well. I guess you could call me the angel from hell.
Let me play one of Mike's one of his tracks. Stand by, hold on. This is called Spice. I mean, not very radio friendly by terrestrial standards. It's called Give a Fuck. It's called Big Mike P, ladies and gentlemen. The 818. It's called Give a Fuck. Well, it's not really rap. It's kind of like Southern rock slash rap. I like it. It's like,
but this doesn't kick in. It hasn't kicked in yet. When it kicks in,
like
he gets after it.
But I like it. I mean, it's got kind of a, you know.
Hey, homie. Hey, speed this motherfucker up so I can spit some crazy rap shit to this shit.
I don't give a fuck. Fresh out of jail, jump on my chopper with my drag pipe pigtails rolling. In the wind, I be blowing. Bitches on my socks, on my dickers when they hold it. Big ballin', money stay growing. Hitting hard as fuck for the title that I'm holding. Fuck with me, and you know you're getting faded. Baby mama tripping 'cause my pad just got raided. Oh well, I still don't give a fuck. I'm a squirrel.
Yeah, motherfucker, keep on bailing. Gangster, gangsters, what the fuck they yelling? My lady think I'm crazy, but hey, that's cool. I've been fucking her friend for like a year or two. Mike,
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper, jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper, jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail. Back up. Give me 50 feet before I have to knock your ass out in the street. My colors, my colors, my colors, my all. With the colors upon me, one soldier's hands fall. Hear me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night my big homie got shot. Motherfucker, get back. It's time for some action. No fist fight, strictly rap packing. Taking up on any motherfucker who's asking. I got the blunder so you know I'm straight blasting. Trouble, chaos, no pity. I grew up in the ghetto so my attitude is shitty. Some motherfucker don't say I didn't warn ya. Crazy motherfucker coming straight out of a coima. God damn, that's just how it is. A bad motherfucker know the handle of his mic. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper. Jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper. Jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail.
High bars, low rider cars. Neighborhood star at the neighborhood bar. Some say I'm crazy, but hey, that don't faze me. Maybe that's a reason five bitches want my baby. Mike P, living straight raw. Bad to the bone, I'm a rebel with a cause. Summertime, motherfuckers get the bleeding. Hotter than a motherfucker, good enough reason. Eyes wide open for the punk ass cops. Especially the ones with no lights on the top. Hit the throttle, let the clutch straight pop. Do a little willy when I burn, I'm a spot. They yell at danger, beware if you enter. It's just another day with this crazy 1% of my
crew. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper. Jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper. Jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe.
It's that Harley boy, Mike P. And they say I represent the 1% of the bad biker community. But I just represent freedom.
Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control.
I ain't a biker, homie. I'm a gangster on a bike.
Yeah. And the cops don't like me because I do what I like.
Uh-huh. It's American dream for us to live free. But when the feds think of me, they think of penitentiary.
Don't blame me, pig. You made me this way. I'm a pit in a cage built up with rage. Take off that badge, I'll kick your ass all day. Man, fuck you and the fucking DA. 99%
might die by the night. 100 on the freeway, got the cops hitting they light. I'm a rebel with no cause, called by the city like I gave a shit another ticket, kicking in court. Fuck the law, motherfucker, I'm even worse than before. The DA wanna lock me away, but I'll be a 1%er to the end of my days. Come on, they say I represent the bad community, but what I represent ain't nothing but unity. So 99% of these bikers are good. I guess I represent the 1% that's nothing but hood. They say I represent the bad community, but what I represent ain't nothing but unity. So 99% of these bikers are good. I guess I represent the 1% that's nothing but hood. Jump on your bike and let's roll.
It's Mike Fuck Pete out.
Hello.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Good. Yeah. Thought I had Bill coming. Thought he was going to do a drive-by. No, nope, not today.
So you doing okay?
It's all right.
Wait, I got to close the door. Sorry. I have an unhappy little man going in right now.
What's up, Stacey?
Nothing. I ain't feeling the best.
I was going to say, are you feeling better?
No, this stupid stuff, something's got to give already. Because I can't. Seems to be worse at night.
Is that the coughing?
Yeah. Yep.
Still taking medicine?
Yeah, I have been. I'm like just about done with my antibiotics, and we shall see, because I'm still all plugged up, and I'm still partially congested. I don't have a headache and shit anymore, you know, body aches and stuff like that, but I'm still not where I should be.
All right. So, hey, what was that thing you were telling me about the toll bridge?
What are you talking about?
Paying a toll. You got to pay a toll now or something? You were going to drive all the way around so you wouldn't have to toll?
Oh, that's the Saconic Bridge. That's here in Tiverton, Rhode Island. It's a bridge that connects you from Tiverton to Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And what they did was they built a new bridge and just decided to put up toll booths. Now, there's another way you can get to Portsmouth, and you'd go through Mass and then backtrack through a different area of Rhode Island and go over the Mount Hope Bridge. And the only way you can get to the Portsmouth-Newport area is by bridge. But this shit with the Saconic Bridge, right now there's not even a toll booth. They just snap pictures of your license plate or you do your Easy Pass, whatever. And it's a crock of shit, and people of the town have been trying to fight it. And they ain't getting too far anywhere quick because it's all going into play. And I'll avoid it. I will. I'll go all the way around because if you don't have the Easy Pass, they charge you $2 an axle, you know, to and from. So that's $8 on top of gas. each time you want to use the damn bridge. And I shouldn't be forced to have to buy an Easy Pass, which gives you a big deduction. It charges you 75 cents one way, 75 cents the other way. And I don't want no Easy Pass sticker stuck on my car. And that's it.
Wow.
Fuck it. If I'm going to pay $8 in tolls, I'll put the extra $5 in gas and I'll go the long way around. I don't give a shit. I ain't getting my money. They get enough in taxes to begin with. And I didn't vote that new fucking bridge to be put up where it needed a bike path and a walking path and a this, that, and the other. You know, they could have built a bridge. They didn't need all that bullshit. But that's Tiverton for you.
Yeah, they're trying to find any way they can to make money now.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And I had seen, I only caught a little bit tonight on the news, and I'm going to look up some stuff on it. They were saying Rhode Island, you know, was so far in the red, and marijuana got legalized, and now they're talking about taxation because it worked well in another state, and people who are running for this, that, and the other are already putting out, we can lower taxes if we legalize, you know, taxes on this product. It worked in this state, blah, 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 blah. And it's just, government's always got their hand in something that doesn't belong in, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think they're trying to make the general public think that taxing it is going to solve all the deficits in Rhode Island. And, I mean, there's a good possibility that, you know, it could help, definitely. But, you know, I don't know. I just think that's a little bit ridiculous because the people who are getting the stuff are getting it for a reason. It's not because they want to go get high on a Friday night. And they're already paying top-notch for it. And then to tax it on top of it, you know, I think it's ridiculous. But who am I?
Yeah.
Just a pebble in the pond where there's a lot more bigger rocks.
So how's the weather?
The weather is what I think has got my breathing and everything messed up in the coffin, because it just, last weekend we had, it was beautiful temperatures, and then it got really cold. You know, the past couple of days we've had massive breeze, and it was down to like 35, 40 degrees. It almost felt like fall again, but the air is extremely damp. It's not like a crisp,
yeah.
It's like a yuck, yeah. So I don't want to hear about your 7-degree southerly wind and 78-degree evening. Because right now it's about 69. I can't.
It was.
Was that the high today, or that's what it is right now?
No. Well, about an hour ago.
Pulled up my weather app. And where I'm at right now, it is 36 degrees, and it's going to go down to 34 degrees before it's all said and done, and sunrise will be 37 degrees. So tomorrow's high will be 52, and it looks like Saturday and Easter Sunday it's going to be 60s and high 50s, so that'll be cool for the kids. Because the kids will be out running around.
What about you, Nora? Hello? Nora? Nora? She's there. So, yeah, we're just waiting for George to call in. Up where we left off the other day. I was supposed to have we were supposed to talk to Emilio last night, but it didn't work out for me as I got stuck. But he's doing
busy
something.
Man.
He's working. Yeah, he's working today, so I texted him and he'll call me later.
But, did we lose Nora?
I don't know. She's there.
Maybe she had to step inside for a minute.
No. But, they got postal inspectors that now can carry automatic weapons. Believe that?
The postal inspector?
Yep.
And what does the postal inspector exactly do?
They track drugs and shit to get shit. You know.
Okay.
But they basically what they do, they inspect the mail.
The mail? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose there could be positives and negatives to that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to send it to you so you can take a look.
Say that again?
I'm going to send it to you so you can take a look.
Okay.
No comments yet. It just went up. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Bill's heading to Arizona this weekend. Unfortunately, I have to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Suck, but I do what I got to do.
Did you send it?
No, hold on. Oh. I'm still in the middle.
Oh, all right. No, school went fine. School. No. Sociology, everything's, you know, unique. Although I put my dinner together of what I'm making for Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be on the slam. I had a 10-pound ham. Yep, cooking that bad boy right up.
Yeah. No, I don't know where she went.
Oh. There she is.
Yeah, we were talking and you weren't there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I was like, I thought you guys went quiet, so I just sat there and thought, okay, here we go. Oh, what were you guys saying?
I was saying I had a 10-pound ham.
Well, I know that. I just heard that, and plus I saw the photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a big dinner going, too. Big one. Bigger than yours, dear.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people are you feeding?
About 15.
Yeah, that's about what I am. It's almost actually 20. But, yeah, no, I've got a lot of freaking food. It's crazy.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have, like, humongo eaters, except for you can't say that about the kids because they just kind of nitpick and don't eat as much as everybody else. So, you know, carrot cupcakes, brownies, homemade scalloped potatoes, and all that stuff.
Right.
Dinner, well, I'm doing it in 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I've got a 2-day thing because I would not be able to get everybody in and out of here.
In and out of
here? And we colored eggs today. No, meaning I've got, like, my nephew, his family, they're coming Saturday because they've got something to do on Sunday. So then friends of mine that don't have a place to go, they'll be here on Sunday. So that's why it's a two-parter. But, yeah, we colored eggs today. That was cool. We handed one to Jonathan, and he's holding it in his hand, and all of a sudden he looks at it, you know, as he's moving it, and then plop, right on the floor.
Oh, no.
I'm like, alrighty.
That's funny.
It was. It was cute. Oh, did you see that video that I posted on my wall with him?
In the car.
In the car?
Is that the one
you Or you probably saw it on her page, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that... Oh, I didn't know if you saw it or not, because it's just, like, priceless. You know?
I might have. But it's late.
I'm just enjoying... She had the radio jamming, the windows were down, wind's going through his hair. It was just priceless, you know what I mean? Just to see how happy he was. So, what's going on in your neck of the woods? So, what's news out there?
Nothing. Working.
Okay.
7 days a week.
Please.
12 hours.
Share your wonderful weather with us.
69 right now. Well, up about an hour ago.
What time is George supposed to call in?
6:30.
Oh, yeah. And, wait a minute. He sent me a message. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you exactly. Him and his buddy Dylan will be calling at 9:30. Which would be 8:30. So yeah, he'll be chiming. He'll be calling in soon.
Because over here on the East Coast, it's 9:28.
Yeah. So, any time now. Does that help?
Okay. I'll play this. I'll be right back.
Okay.